Welcome to Let's Therapy, where we get real and raw about your mental health, faith, and blended family. We're your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. Now let's therapy.
Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Therapy. We are your hosts, Scott and Vanessa Martindale, counselors and blended family, and all around just let's talk about everything type of people.
Yeah.
And we love this moment together because we dive into topics that are specific to mental health, but deals with things that you may be experiencing in your blended family. And we know high conflict ex-spouses exist. We hear about them a lot. We know that most people who tune in have that situation. And so today we're going to talk about slander.
Yes.
So let me just define it real quick. It's an action or crime of making false spoken statements that damage a person's reputation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So raise your hand if you've been a victim of slander, because that is everybody. Most of the time, it's because of a delusional point of view.
Right.
Or a situation where somebody's misrepresenting the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Or in some cases, and we will own this, it's cases of true events that have happened way in the past.
Yeah.
That all they're saying is so they can hurt you.
Yeah.
It's just things that have happened and that keep being repeated.
Yes.
And it's just an opportunity to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
That's all slander is. Mm-hmm. It's like, let me hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm. And we see this, you know, a lot in blended families. You have one parent slandering the other parent to the child or to their ex-friends that they had or even ex-in-laws. And it can be really hurtful to relationships. It can cause relationships to come apart. It can cause co-parenting relationships to just become highly dysfunctional and highly conflicting. And ultimately, it can hurt the children. When a child is consistently getting negative feedback from a parent about another parent, the things that it can plant in their mind and in their heart and what that says about you and your character and your integrity will speak volumes in years to come. We hear that a lot from adult stepchildren that experience that growing up. And so you know, it's something that we need to be extremely mindful of and protective of. And and how do you battle that? You know, how do you respond to disrespectful co-parenting, you know, language and slander about you?
Yeah, I have so many thoughts on this. It's like poison.
Yeah.
It is the concept of like pouring oil into fresh water. It is such a harmful thing. And I will take it. You said something. You said can damage. I will say will damage.
Mm-hmm.
And there is 100% effectiveness that it will damage your children. Your opinion of your ex-spouse is your opinion. You know, it is not something, and it's based on your experiences with them. And there's a lot to blame or to choose to blame of why you feel that way.
Yeah.
The thought process is it your responsibility to make your children feel the same way about your ex-spouse or maybe their step-parent? And why are you choosing to do this? What is the purpose behind it? Most of the time, I would say it's just a self-gratification. You just want them to be on your side to feel the same way you do. And that's not your responsibility as their parent. They didn't experience the same things you did.
Yeah.
So it does no real good to make them feel the same way.
Yeah.
And so whether you are, and we're going to approach this from whether you're doing it or whether it's being done to you. If you're doing this, if you find yourself constantly saying negative things about your ex-spouse or negative things about their step-parent, ask yourself why you're doing that. Why do you choose to participate in slander or gossip or hate speech? Are you just trying to make yourself feel better?
Yeah.
Because I think you'll disguise it of saying, well, I want to protect my children so they know what kind of person they're dealing with. Well, that may not be the case. So I just think checking your own heart first to say, what is my heart here and how am I speaking about my ex-spouses in front of my children? And what good is that doing?
Well, and I think, you know, if you're asking like how do I, if I'm being slandered, like what do I do? You know, we're responsible for self, for the things that we say and for the things that we do. We can control what we say and do. And that's a part of the fruit of the Spirit, is it's self-control. And so, you know, I would say it's lead by example. And the greatest example that we have is the Word of God, and it's Jesus. And, you know, what God's Word tells us. And it tells us that we're to love our enemies, and that, you know, it tells us to do good to others, to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. It tells us this in Luke 6:27. And that can be a really hard concept when somebody is attacking your parenthood, so to speak, your motherhood, your fatherhood,
mm-hmm.
When they're attacking your character. And it can be so easy to want to come back and be like, well, you did this or you did that. But I think it's stopping. It's having that self-control and that self-discipline in the moment to understand, like, okay, Lord, like, I'm hearing what this person is saying about me. What do you say about me? And what do you say about this situation? And just continuing to seek his perspective. And so, you know, it can look like setting boundaries. It can look like loving from a distance. It can look like removing yourself from certain relationships or atmospheres mm-hmm. or conversations. There are things that we can do practically that can protect our mental, emotional health. You know, there are people who are emotionally dangerous, is how I put it.
Yeah.
The two main things that we need in life, you know, if you look at like Maslow's hierarchy, mm-hmm. you know, and you need food, water, shelter, you know, mm-hmm. Love, all of these basic, you have all these basic needs that you need. The thing that we need in relationships, in order for relationships to thrive and to grow, it's authenticity and it's connectivity. And when we do not have that in a relationship, we can't have relationship. We can't have healthy relationships. And so when you cannot be your true authentic self in a relationship because somebody then uses what you have said to turn it around, twist it,
mm-hmm.
you know, make it into something it's not, or whenever they're sharing what you're saying with somebody else, it can become an unsafe place, and that mm-hmm. there lacks connection because you can no longer connect with that person because you no longer feel safe with that person and your emotions and the things that you are sharing with them. So in retrospect, it can become an emotionally dangerous person, so to speak, because you don't know what they're going to say or do with that. And so, you know, again, it goes back to leading by example and having those practical, you know, boundaries and things that you can set up, but then going to the Father and what does he say?
Yeah. And I know that's, you know, it's so easy to talk about. It's so hard to practice because obviously you don't want your children thinking, you know, slander is true. And it's very dangerous. I mean, it's steps that lead into parent alienation, child manipulation. And these things are very serious. And I will also say, too, you do have some recourse against slander.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, judges hate this.
Yes.
So, the court system is very, very clear on not promoting parent alienation and child manipulation. So, if you're consistently feeling this, this may be that opportunity that says, hey, I don't like this. This is absolutely negatively affecting our children. We just did podcasts about, you know, dealing with emotional, you know, vulnerabilities in children. Where do you think these come from?
Yeah.
That comes from this.
Yeah.
It comes from this concept that you're telling your child they're not safe in this environment or something's wrong here, so they don't know how to emotionally deal with this. Most toxic co-parents treat their children like they're adults.
Yeah. Or their best friends.
Yes. And it's such a crazy idea that saying, hey, I need an alliance here, so let me make them my friend and I'm stopping being their parent and so that they'll side with me. And that is extraordinarily harmful to kids. It doesn't teach them anything about how to be healthy individuals. So if you find yourself in that position, that may be that opportunity that says, hey, I don't like this. It's not healthy. Maybe it has to do with the visitation schedule or what's going on. There's a lot of elements there.
Yeah.
But that may be that opportunity to say, hey, I've got proof of this. We're going back to the court so that the judge can tell you, mm-hmm. you cannot do this. The court system is designed, hopefully, to create the healthiest environment for the children.
Yeah.
And if you have a toxic ex-spouse or a toxic step-parent on one side of the fence or the other, that needs to stop. And you do need to have a proactive stance of saying, I'm not going to tolerate this.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I would say that anybody that's listening to this, and maybe you're in that season, and you and your co-parent are getting along, and there's just a lot of a lot of slander going on. There's a lot of negative things and untrue things, or maybe even truthful things that are being said, but in a way that is demeaning and tearing you down and that are hateful. You know, you said something to me one time, Scott, and I just, it just resonated with me so much. At the end of the day, what somebody says about you, the slander that they say, just understand that they're words, and that we have the power to accept those or not. And yes, what people say can go to heart and go to mind if we allow it. But you guys understand that slander is not what God says about us. And that is why reading his word and being in relationship with him is so important. When we know who we are in Christ, you know, we can have that firm foundation and that just steadiness to know that whenever those attacks come, you can be like, okay, this is not from you, God. This is an attack of the enemy. And maybe it's not even necessarily the person who's speaking it, but it's the spirit behind it, you know? And so we need to not only have the practical sense, but also the spiritual eyes and awareness and discernment to understand that, hey, this is an attack of the enemy that's trying to come after my fatherhood, trying to come after my motherhood, trying to come after all the good that you've done, and say, you know what, you're a bad person. You can't be forgiven for your past. This is who you are. And at the end of the day, we have to say, God, what do you say about us? But understand what somebody says is words. And if they feel the need to continue to tear you down and degrade you, that says more about the character of their heart and the integrity and who they are as a person. And understanding that that is a heart issue and that it most likely has actually nothing to do with you, but it's more so about them and unprocessed traumas or emotions or feelings that they have. And so as hard as that can be, I think, you know, sometimes we just have to shrug it off and just be like, you know what? Like, I don't care. Say what you want. Do what you want. If you have a long history with a co-parent, say you've been raising a kid for, you know, the last 18 years with this person, you've been divorced and you're continuing to get slandered. You know, understand that you weren't who you were when you were married to that person or when you guys divorced, that you are a new creation, that Christ has changed your heart and mind. And that's not who you are. I think a lot of times ex-spouses, we can hold our former spouse to a certain standard of who they were in that time when all of that pain and trauma was caused. If you have not dealt with that trauma and that pain and worked through that, you're going to see them for who they were then and not move past that. And you guys, you have to understand that that is on that person. That is not on you. And so you have to, you know, you want to do that self-work to move from that place, but understand that if they are holding you to that past, understand that they probably have not processed and worked through those emotions and feelings.
And some people never will.
Yeah,
and that's the unpopular truth, is that sometimes they just won't. They will never move past that point. The enemy will grab them. They will hold them captive. They will hold them in bondage for their entire life, and they will always have that as a part of who they are. That doesn't mean that it has to be your story, and it doesn't mean that it has to be your kid's story. But you have to. You have to understand that, again, you're fighting against a real enemy, and you also have a very real Savior that you belong to. And so our hope is that, number one, and I don't want to miss this opportunity, so I want to make sure that I point out to you, if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what, I don't have a relationship with Christ. This is something I just don't have. I hear you talking about it. Sounds really good. So how do I go and I get that? My encouragement to you is, number one, go find a great Bible-based church. Go find something that you can start plugging into the Word of God. Because if you're here and you're listening, you're going, I'm really struggling with this area. I want help, but how do I go and do this? Go find the healer. Go find where he is, and that's where you plant yourself. It's not enough just to say I'm a Christian. I want you to have a relationship with Christ that says, when these attacks come, I have somewhere to go. I have someone to talk to. I have someone to go and be in my corner fighting for me. And you're not going to get that if you don't take those steps of obedience to say, I belong to a church. I belong to a community. I have a relationship with Christ. I'm in the Word daily. These are the armor that God gives you. And so don't go into a battle without that. So take those opportunities and take those steps. The next thing I would say is get yourself a crew that surrounds you.
Yeah.
People who pour into you that can combat negative things. People who are on your side and in your corner that you say, hey, this is happening. And they look you right in the eye and say, that is not you. That is not what God thinks of you. And that is not what you're, who you are.
And that holds you to a higher standard, because it can be so easy to succumb to slander and want to fight back, and our flesh can take over.
Mm-hmm.
And so be in community too with people that will hold you to a higher standard and say, hey, you're better than that. And remind you of God's truth and remind you of who you are.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we talk about a lot of things that are not very fun on this podcast in terms of things you deal with.
Yeah.
And we want to get to the heart of it. We want to touch you in a place where you say, I'm tired of this. I'm either A, I'm doing it, or B, I'm the victim of it, and I want to have a solution. So our hope is that you use this, that you go and you take an action that promotes healthy, God-designed living.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a more peaceful and beautiful place to be. So
yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in with us. Join us next week for another episode of Let's Therapy. And also,
leave us a review, you guys. This is our third season of Let's Therapy, and we would love to get your feedback on the podcast. The more positive reviews that we get, you guys, the more that this podcast gets pushed out to those who need it most, who need encouragement, who need equipping, who need just the resources to learn about their blended family, mental health, and faith. And so we would love for you guys to leave a review.
Absolutely. And if you are really struggling and you want some direct help, Blended Kingdom Family has a coaching program that is designed for you. We meet one-on-one with our clients, either it's Vanessa and I, or we have other incredible coaches through the BKF network who are blended families who have been through the trenches. They've been through the fires, and we want to meet you where you are and give you that practical advice that will help you go day to day through your fight. So BKF coaching, you can look at blendedkingdomfamilies.com for more information on that. You guys have a great day, and we will see you soon.
Be blessed in all that you do.